welcome to the Funky Panther. This is a very special episode. It's not like our regular episodes because we decided to record live at Arts Goggle 2023 this year. So, in this episode, you're going to hear a bunch of random interviews from just random people talking about whatever they wanted to talk about. And we also had some questions that you guys gave us on Instagram. So, without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy. And let's get into this. I'm Tim. Oh yeah, I'm the only one recording this intro right now, so hope you enjoy it. And I'm gonna go ahead and apologize ahead of time. The audio is not the best in some spots. We had some technical difficulties, but that's what happens sometimes whenever you record live. I'm sure you're gonna enjoy it. And if you want to hear more things like this, please, please reach out to us and let us know.
So here we are at Arts Goggle 2023.
Yes.
We've got the Susie Ramone.
From Fort Worth Famous Podcast. Yeah, buddy.
She is our block parent today.
I am. Well, until 12:30, and then I'm done.
And then where are you going?
I'm going to be helping Dustin with his booth, Plastic Object Photography.
Yeah, I stopped over there whenever he was setting it up, and he's got a ton of awesome eclipse photos right now.
That, yeah, from last weekend.
I'm going to have to buy one. That was a pretty amazing event that y'all got to, or he got to participate in and go take pictures.
It was on my birthday. Me and Mandy.
Outside, yeah.
Mandy Stubbs.
Yeah, yeah.
Two of us. It was our birthday, so we went down there and went camping. It was a good time.
Yeah.
I do have a controversial topic because one of our campers, our good friend Andrew from Fort Worth Roots Podcast, likes to eat cold ravioli out of the can.
You know, it's not my favorite thing to do, but there is something to
absolutely
just
not
having to cook it.
Absolutely
just
not.
Pop it open. It's ready to go.
No way.
It's like cold pizza.
No way. Molly, come here for one moment, please. Molly has been my volunteer at the barricades. Do you ever eat cold ravioli straight from the can?
No.
And would you ever?
No.
I
so
mean,
there you go.
When you're in a bind. You know, I cut my teeth, driving in an ambulance, and sometimes you don't have the opportunity to heat things up. And so maybe throw a can of soup underneath the hood of the truck and let it warm up that way, or you just pop it open and just go to town.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to change my mind. I think it's an acceptable thing. What's your take on pineapple on pizza?
I like pineapple on pizza.
All right, good.
Yeah.
I was going to have to kick you out if you didn't.
I think it's pretty good. I also like pineapple in my cottage cheese.
Pineapple, so I like it too. Mm-hmm. Or peaches. Peaches or pineapple, I'm good with either one of those.
Yeah, really. I like the sweet and savory combination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about it. You do whipped cottage cheese? That's like the new, that's the new hotness now.
Oh, you know what? I did make it like a ranch dressing from cottage cheese.
If you have everything set up, you are free to go and enjoy the festival. We are grateful for your
free to go.
Yes, I am a free agent.
So we just heard on the radio that Susie is now a free agent.
Yes.
She no longer has to babysit any of us, so good on you.
Yeah.
Get to go enjoy things, go help Dustin out.
Yes.
So how many days were you out there with the camping?
5 days. 5 days, five state parks.
5 days and five state parks.
Yeah.
Oh, so y'all, did y'all stay like locally, like had camp set up in one and just visited the others, or?
So we went to Junction and we stayed at Shady Oaks or Shady Grove or Shady something campground from Friday to Sunday.
Okay.
On our way down, we went to Lake Brownwood State Park.
Okay.
And then we went to Lake Brownwood State Park and then South Llano. And then we went to Kickapoo Cavern. We spent the night at Kickapoo, spent the night at Garner, also went to Lost Maples. I feel like I'm missing one. No, that may be all five.
I think it's all five.
Yeah. So it was a good time.
So you named off a few that I've been to Garner. I haven't been to the other ones, though.
Kickapoo?
I haven't been to Kickapoo Cavern. So
rad.
Jesse and I really like going to, doing the cave stuff, so.
Yeah, yeah. So seeing the bats come out of the Stewart Cave was really cool. Kickapoo Cavern was not open, but Stewart Cave, we were, for the most part, the only ones up there watching the bats emerge.
Really?
Yeah. So it was rad.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was super cool.
You know, they've got a cave pass that you can, passport, so you can go to all the caves in Texas, like these, like not all the caves, but like the
Longhorn,
big caves, right?
Yeah. then, yeah.
And so you have this little passport, and then at your final cave, you can't turn in your passport, and they're supposed to give you like a shirt or something.
Oh, cool. So, that would be awesome.
You definitely should do that. We went to Longhorn a few years ago.
Longhorn's rad.
Yeah, Mason, Texas is really a cool little town.
Yeah.
So we stayed there in this little Airbnb.
Nice.
Hung out there, had some wine, all that good stuff, and then went over there to the... It's actually for her birthday. We had to cut it short. But we're going to head to San Antonio as well and then do Natural Bridge.
Yeah.
Down there in San Antonio.
Yeah. Very cool.
We do like that kind of thing. Just not so much the tent camping as much.
Tent camping, though, is rad. Yeah. I like it. So, but I do like a good Airbnb or a hotel.
I like a good good air conditioning. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Camping in the summertime, just not for me.
We actually just don't go. So yeah. If it was summertime, we probably would do Airbnb or cabin or something right. With air conditioning for sure. So
yeah, we made the mistake. We used to hike in every year for 4th of July. We'd hike into a little camp spot just for one night up in Lake Texoma.
Oh, okay.
And camping up there in the middle of summer, it's 100 plus degrees, and then hiking in about, that's about a mile to 2 miles in, so not a big hike.
Dang.
But carrying all your stuff in there, all yeah. your water, everything, yeah, it was miserable.
Yeah, we had to pack everything in and pack everything out when we went to Big Bend.
Yeah.
Because it was remote, it was like, I can't even remember what the campsites were called, but they were remote camping. But you could drive basically to your campsite, yeah, yeah. But you did have to bring everything right. with you. There was no water. There was no bathroom facilities. There was no nothing.
The last year that we did that camping trip, we it flooded. And so there was no actual trail to get to it. And what we ended up doing was we brought canoes.
Uh-huh.
And we decided we're going to launch from this marina and canoe into our spot. There's 8 or 9 of us going, so we're having to shuttle people back and forth.
Oh, man.
And I don't know if you know much about canoes, but they can be a little tipsy, right?
Yeah.
And the last trip in with all of our gear, flipped over into the water. Thankfully, I double bagged all my stuff. So I had all my stuff in trash bags and double bagged and tied up. And so, yeah, mine went underwater, came back up, floated. They grabbed it. All my stuff was dry. Everybody else's was soaking wet.
Dang, dude. And, that's wild.
Unfortunately, that was like the first time that somebody came with us. They hadn't gone camping with us or really gone camping ever. And it was his only experience. He's like, never again.
Oh, no. That's the worst. That's the worst kind of experience to have. What a bummer. Okay, I need to go turn my stuff.
Thanks for stopping by and talking
you're
with
welcome.
Me.
Yep. See ya.
Well, we got to get this on. Let's talk about that. All right. So you run Weird Wednesday. First off, tell everybody what your name is.
My name is Greg Tegantvoort, a.k.a. The Movie Mutant.
The Movie Mutant and Weird Wednesday over at...
Southside Preservation Hall.
And what is Southside Preservation Hall?
So Southside Preservation Hall is an event space. They typically do weddings, but they also do concerts and a whole bunch of different other stuff.
I've heard some hardcore shows going through there every once in a while, right?
No.
Do you have anything to do with
no,
that?
There's no, there's no hardcore shows going through there yet, okay. But there are definitely some cool like singer-songwriter stuff, some acoustic pieces, but they do...
you're Buddy, right perfect with the podcast, yeah.
They do Buddy's Big Band. So we're the first Wednesday night, and Buddy's Big Band is the first Friday night.
Okay.
So Weird Wednesday is a night market and secret movie screening that happens once a month. We're about to hit our 2-year anniversary in December.
Okay, and is it, do y'all do mostly like B-movie?
So
horror,
these are movies that are typically like cult
classic. So like The Room.
Even more cult than
even
that.
Even more cult than
like
that.
Like
okay.
we have. So I also have a podcast called The Cult Video Vault, and we talk about how certain movies that were cult aren't cult anymore.
Okay, yeah.
Because they kind of become Starbucks the moment, where it's like, oh, everybody knows about The Room because James Franco did the movie about The Room. So yeah, that's
100%. That's awesome, man. So we're definitely gonna have to check that out. So we're usually a 3-piece. I'm here by myself right now.
Why are you by yourself?
Because they've got jobs that occupy the weekend. So our
dude, Arts Goggle is like only once a year, man.
I know. That's what I thought too. So Javier is one of my other co-hosts. He's gonna be here in a little bit. We've got this actually a network of podcasters all around Fort Worth called the we call ourselves Fort Pod Squad.
Nice.
We're made up of all these different people that have different types of shows and all this stuff. And we get together and we put these events together. And we're definitely going to have to hit you up so you can come by.
Run
a podcast. And you got this.
Yeah.
You're going to fit in perfect.
Dude, I would love that. That's killer.
So, all right. Tell us tell everybody where you can find you.
So you can find me at themoviemutant.com. You're going to find all my social media, everything about Weird Wednesday. If you want to be a vendor at Weird Wednesday, we have over 40 vendors every single month for Weird Wednesday. And it's all local Fort Worth people. We're trying to celebrate the art that we can and find all the weird, crazy shit we can.
Absolutely love it. Thanks again for stopping by.
Dude, thank you so much for having me.
We're gonna this will be debuting. It'll go out on all streaming platforms. Tuesday is when we record, so it'll actually release on Thursday because I take one day to edit between the days. So Thursday is the release date. So this Tuesday I'll compile everything together, and then it'll be released on Thursday. So tell your friends.
Oh, yeah. So the next one will be November 1st.
November 1st. All right. November 1st. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
And like, I don't know what's going on.
Hi again. This is Javier, this time over live at Arts Goggle 2023. 2023 because 2022 was last year, and if you didn't know, numbers are a thing.
They go up.
I'm here with my cohort Lance. Lance over at the Ball Bag Podcast and the Emo Otaku Podcast.
Yes.
How are you doing, Lance?
Doing good, man. It's a little bit warm.
Yeah, you know, it really is, and it's kind of funny. Like, it's usually this warm every now and then. I can't tell you. 5 minutes, okay. Oh, there you are. Oh, sorry, I just got told we can only talk for 5 minutes. So tell me about your show. What do you have going on the Emo Otaku?
I mean, you are a reoccurring guest on Emo Otaku. We said a lot of wild stuff on there. Antoine didn't like it very much.
No.
Because I was co-signing a bunch of wild stuff you and Juan were saying. But, a little bit of sad music, heavy music, and then a lot of anime.
Absolutely.
A lot.
Just listened to your recent episode, and y'all had a... preview of Ancira's newest track.
Yeah, live reaction.
Live reaction, and man, I tell you what, I like listening to those live reactions because I never really listened to like your type of music, which is like metal.
Yeah,
and it's good to like listen to it and get a chance to, I guess, hear something new.
Yeah,
and I'm a big fan. I'm really happy with what y'all put out. It's a good thing, and. I mean, you'll just keep it pushing. Are you going to have them on your show?
I would love to. They're kind of spread out. There's a bunch of them live in Southern California, and then a couple guys live out in, like, the Carolinas.
Okay.
I would love to have them on if they could. I like them because, you know, it is heavy, but it's also, it feels like the old school emo stuff we listened to when we were in high school.
Yeah, you know, in the last track y'all had playing, it kind of, to me, sounded like a bit of Chester Bennington.
I
kind of feel like I mean, that's what I got listening to.
Right, that's that emo style that I think they were going for. You know, what we listened to in high school, because obviously everybody listened to Linkin Park in high school.
It was my first concert.
Yeah,
it was my first concert.
Oh wow, that's a hell of a first concert.
Yeah. It was at Fort Worth Convention Center. Like,
oh wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, somebody let off a firework into the crowd. Chester stopped singing, and he's like, "Who the fuck threw that?"
That sounds about right.
Somebody find that guy and kick his ass.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, man, that's wild. You know, somebody got a... Not only were they able to sneak in a Roman candle almost.
Yeah.
But they actually, like... Lit it off in there.
Yeah, which
like,
is
I've
wild.
I've been in trouble a couple times, like, at TI concerts when I'm, like, lighting up a J or something.
Yeah, but that's different. That's super normal nowadays from what I learned.
But they ran up to us and were like, "If you light that again, you're out of here."
Like, I like, bet you won't.
Right, okay, and then we just sat down and just like lit up.
Yeah.
Like, you can catch us.
I went to a show that was at a amphitheater, kind of like Dos Equis.
Yeah.
And there was people lighting like trash cans on fire.
Oh, hell yeah. That's
just running circles around it. It was weird. It was in like San Bernardino.
Oh, okay.
So it was in a, you know, Inland Empire's kind of trash. But they like lit a bunch of trash cans on fire, and people are just running around it. And you're like, how do you even stop that?
No, you can't.
Don't.
You can't. It's like raging.
You just lean into
Once the rage goes, you keep going with the rage.
Yeah, you don't stop. Absolutely. Can't stop, won't stop.
I think Rockefeller Records, I think, was it Jim Jones? I forget who it was.
It was Jerry Jonestown.
Jerry Jonestown. Yeah, Jerry Jonestown.
Jerry Jones,
Who's also here. They're here selling some prints.
Yeah, they're really, they're sick. We just went and looked.
Yeah.
Dustin's got some pretty stuff, especially of the Ring of Fire that just happened.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. They got like a really good shots of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really cool. And again, we're here at Arts Goggle 2023. I think I'm almost at my 5-minute limit, so it's perfect timing. Yeah. I was the guy over there in the Liverpool kit. I think he bought a shirt here recently, and as I want to get this real quick before we start, before we end the interview.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Beckham Netflix
documentary? I just started watching it last night. I'm about 2 episodes in.
Very good.
It's really good.
I want to say it's really good stuff.
I could do without all the Manchester United shit, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And you know all the posh spice, but you know learning just how terrible human beings that England fans are.
Dude, absolutely.
Like, how are you gonna? Trying to kill him.
We've had the conversation where, hi guys, we've had the conversation where Mbappe, you know, he's only French when he wins a match.
Yeah.
And other times when he doesn't, is just like,
yep.
Like, they're just really racist.
It was the same with Zidane, and it's the same with Benzema.
Yeah, it's the same with Conte.
Yeah. It's, if they're not Olivier Giroud and they're not white, it's like, you're French if you win, you're definitely not if you lose.
Yeah, 100%.
It's the same with Bukayo Saka. Same thing. Went through the same shit.
Yeah. But, again, send your plugs. I know you've...
Emo Otaku podcast on all streaming networks, and Instagram is probably the thing we use the most.
Yeah.
And then the Ball Bag podcast with my cohort and my friend. That's on Instagram and all streaming platforms.
Indeed. And
good times.
Great. You know, it's good coming back. So,
yeah.
Thanks again, Lance. We really appreciate you. We love you.
Thank you.
And
love you guys.
Stay good, bud.
You too.
What is up, guys? Again, it is Javier with the Funky Panther here with fan favorite, Fort Worth fan favorite, Vanya. Vanya, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming to Arts Goggle. Again, this is Arts Goggle 2023. First, I just want to say thank you for buying some of our merch.
Yeah, you talked me into it.
Yeah
you kind of...
Peer pressure?
Yeah, the Photoshop thing kind of brought me in. I got scared.
I was like, no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that, about how you're walking around and all these vendors are like, come in, get my stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to come in. I have to buy stuff because, as you can tell, people can't tell right here, but I am wearing only the girls' stuff.
You absolutely are. You're wearing the champagne por favor for Robin, is that right? And the Forever Reckless shirt for the girls on Forever Reckless. So
now she has a Funky Panther hat she can wear.
I have one before that.
Yes, she did.
I'm adding on to my collection because y'all have a nude one.
Yeah,
who doesn't want a nude one?
Yeah,
right?
Of course. And you also got a pin and a patch. So, you know, you can put that pin on your little bag or whatever. I don't know what those are called.
It's a crossbody.
Crossbody.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Yeah.
I have one of those, but I don't wear it. I need to, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot more handy to have.
Crossbodies, fanny packs.
Yeah.
They're helpful.
Euro bags.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
But isn't it a crazy thing, though, that, like you're saying, there's a phobia of people that go and walk by places, and they're scared to look in because, like you said, they're like, you know, they're like, oh, hi, how you doing? Take a look at my stuff. And you're like, okay, whatever. Sounds good.
Yeah, and I'm the kind that will walk in. I'll look around because I do want to give them their appreciation that they are selling things and being put out there in the public. It's just then I feel bad walking out without buying one thing.
I'm like, hey, thanks for not buying anything, you
fucking
jerk.
That's what I feel like they're thinking. And then they're looking at me like, I can get this girl to buy something because she looks like a pushover. I'm like, yes, I am a pushover.
That's exactly how we got you in the microphone, too. We're just like, this girl.
So you want to be on the mic, right? Get on the mic.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you're gonna talk to us now.
And then as soon as I sit down, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna start stuttering and it's going to be pretty bad. Okay. Yeah.
It's fine. No, we're going to do that. I want to actually do that. I want to drag someone in here. We're like, you sit here now, buy things.
I don't think we can do that.
No?
That's there's cops here, and they frown on that when we do that. That's called wrongful imprisonment.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to not do that right now.
I'm well-versed in that law.
Okay.
Pretty dog, too.
Well,
pretty
it's dog. A good thing.
So adorable.
Javier is getting distracted by a dog.
Sorry, ADD. ADHD. I'm so sorry. But yeah, no. Also, you know, real quick, you've been such a great help to the Fort Worth podcast community. You've shown a lot of support when it's us or the TFTI guys, you know, the Forever Reckless girls and, you know, Corks and Cowtown with Robin. You've just been an all out help. You've been to most of the events that we have or anybody that's in the pod squad, they have. You're always there. So it's really cool to see you. I know I feel like I'm mumbling like a dummy because, you know, people are walking by and they're like, what are they doing over here?
Yeah.
But no, it's really cool to have you on finally, or even like talk to you, have a chance to have you on the mic, because you're a big deal. You've gone around and bought stuff from everybody, so it's really cool.
Yeah, and I just do it just because I think it's nice and helpful. Like, whenever you are putting yourself out there for someone to be supportive, I just don't like to get kudos and stuff. I'm like that.
Why not?
I don't know.
You don't want to get praise?
No, I'm like, Merry Christmas. Thank you. Happy birthday. That's why I don't. I just like to go in there and tell you guys like, y'all are awesome, and then back out. And then whenever you're all like on live or something, or anything, and y'all mention my name, I'm like, I'm gonna log out.
Oh my god,
I don't exist.
It's I remember the first time we met at a Tulips, and you brought us those cookies, and we were like, holy shit, like somebody brought us something. Nobody ever brought us anything before. So I mean, thank you for that. And you're
that's
so
just my like love language thing. Yeah, I like to give things. I don't like to get them back. It's something that I try to work on, but it's still not something that feels comfortable to me.
Well, I will say on behalf of most of the Fort Worth podcasts, I'm going to give you your flowers and say thank you. Thank you for being such a big supporter and for being such a great fan.
I'm starting to sweat. I'm going to walk
not
off.
Just because it's so hot. But we're about to run out of time, so anything you want to say before you, you know, are off the mic?
Just that you guys do a good job.
Thank you.
Like listening. I like supporting. I like coming out here and seeing you guys. Y'all are fun to talk to. Tim ignores me most of the time, but it's fine. I just wanted to do that while I'm on the mic.
Yeah.
Just
like, okay, whatever.
Oh, we have a little we don't have that right now.
We'll edit it.
We'll add that in there. But yeah.
But again, thank you so much, Manya, for getting on the mic, and we love you so much. And I'm going to sign off like the way Robin signs off. Cheers!
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Another segment for the Funky Panthers 2023 Arts Goggle Experience. I'm here with
John McCurdy.
John McCurdy.
Of the Fair Mounties.
Absolutely. And,
yes.
And you follow us on our Instagram.
Heck yeah.
And so what are y'all up to today?
We're out promoting the Arts Goggle t-shirts.
Yeah.
I need one, actually. Yes, yeah, they're down there. They got pink and yellow and I think a brown or gray tank top. I'm here with Travis and Jake and Eric and Aaron. And we're on the shift right now, so we're riding around promoting the t-shirts and just overall goodwill.
Absolutely.
You know, this neighborhood is one of the best neighborhoods in Fort Worth and in the state. And 100%. So
absolutely.
We love it, and we love to do our part. And we're taking all the pictures with all the people that are coming around, mostly ladies, but we get, you know, a little bit of everybody, and
hell
so
yeah.
It's a ton of fun.
Hell
and
yeah.
So, you know, we're just hanging out, just doing our part to promote this neighborhood and Arts Goggle. Shout out to Megan Henderson, who always does a hell of a job, and her team on putting everything together. Mm-hmm. We love it out here. We love it so much. And, yeah.
It's a whole ass institution. And my girlfriend's salon, Dreamhouse, is back over here.
Oh, heck yeah. Okay.
And so, you know, we love this community.
Yep.
The Magnolia community is one in its own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't talk about, like, South Main is by itself, but whenever people say, where do I go? Where can I go get a good drink, meet great people, and have delicious food? Go on Magnolia.
Magnolia.
Get on Magnolia.
Yep.
So many businesses mm-hmm. here, and mm-hmm. they're all friendly, and they're not a bunch of stuck-up assholes.
Not at all. Not at all. The near south side is the best side.
Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, South Main is coming into its own, but man, Magnolia is the OG. I mean, you've got Chat and Voca, mm-hmm. but you got newcomers like Cafe Memento and Cherry, and you've got, you know, you've got Carne Rosa, you've got Pie Tap.
Gusto Burger's coming.
Yes, dude. Johnny's bringing Gusto's over into the original Bearded Lady spot. That's been a few things. Dude, I cannot wait
it's
for that.
Very exciting.
Burgers
time.
Is going to be so great. Yes.
Very exciting time for the Magnolia area, man.
Yep.
And, you know, we're here selling our merch, too.
Oh, sick.
Tim was telling us, like, you know, we don't have a lot of merch. And I'm like, we're not here to sell merch. We're here to sell ourselves.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yeah, but merch is a real nice byproduct. 100%. I really like those hats.
100%, man. So.
Are those, the white one and the navy one, are they, like, kind of, like, dry fit? Are they, like, the nylon material? Or are they, like.
Oh,
yeah, they're snap. But, I mean, like, they're not,
actually,
like, they're not.
Here,
yeah, I'm like.
It's,
oh yeah, that's like a hell yeah, that's like a breathable, like a summer hat. I'm always looking for a summer hat. Those
printed
are
threads.
Oh fuck yeah. Yeah, printed threads. For, yeah. Brett and I went to high school together.
No shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. Fort Worth is the world's biggest small town.
100%, man. You can't beat it.
Yeah, dude.
Other than that, man, what do you want to promote? What else do you have going on?
What else should we promote? We've already promoted Arts Goggle T-shirts. We've promoted the neighborhood. Jake is an all-around badass. He runs long distances for fun.
Oh, fuck.
You know? He has his own financial planning firm.
Don't make the guy fall over. 100 miles.
Yeah, dude.
Holy
yep.
shit. Holy crap. I drive 100 miles. I'm tired.
Same yep. for me.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, it's really finally great meeting you because I haven't met you. I don't know if you've met the boys.
So I actually was at Southside Cellar last weekend. Yeah. You guys were out there. I said hey to everybody over there helping Sean with that event.
I was pretty drunk.
When you have as many barrel-aged beers as Sean had, it's easy. It's easy.
Hundo P.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And, we're out here just, like I said, just having fun. We go to all the neighborhood parades. We show up for softball game, that kind of stuff. And then, this kind of stuff, they asked us to come out and promote and to show off. Yeah, it's a reason to drink, man. It's a reason to hang out, to drink, to bring, love to the neighborhood.
And goodwill. And,
yeah, love and goodwill to the neighborhood, man. It's rad. So
I don't think there could have been a better set of guys to do this.
I really don't think so. And we're always recruiting. So anybody that lives in Fairmount that wants to be a Fairmountie, Yeah. Are we now bound Fairmount? Oh, Fort Worth. Okay, yeah. But we've got our own Facebook page and our own group that we chit chat on to coordinate for events. I mean, we were out at Pride this last June, and that was a ton of fun. Got a ton of pictures out there. Anytime we show off our legs, it seems like we're ready to get the pictures and stuff. And so,
I will say that I am jealous because I tried to do that once and I just look like a log. I look like a weird log.
I'm thick enough and tall enough that I can pull it off. But dude.
I just love the positivity.
Yeah, man.
I fucking love it.
Yeah, man.
Man, well,
we're here to have fun.
Tim will get on my ass if I don't cut it to 5 minutes.
Okay.
But,
cool. Yeah.
Man, thank you so much.
No, thank you guys. This is rad. We appreciate it.
Where can people find y'all?
Like I said, they can find us at any Fairmount event, Arts Goggle, the Mother's Day Home Tour Parade. And then, we're out around the neighborhood when they ask us. Like I said, we were at Pride this last year. And so if there's an event going on in the neighborhood, there's a good chance we're going to be out there.
Hell yeah, man.
We appreciate it.
Well, man,
this is rad.
Again, man. Again,
thank you so much.
John, man, doing the Lord's work with the
boys.
Yes,
sir.
We love you.
Yeah, thanks.
Stay good. Another great segment.
Yeah, love you guys. We'll see y'all soon. Cheers.
And we are back with another great segment. I'm sure Tim's going to edit out everything I say where it starts with, I'm back with another great segment. But I'm here with the homie, the big enchilada, Angie, with Better Like Let's Eat. Angie, how are you doing?
Hey. How are you? I'm doing great.
I'm glad I'm able to do all these interviews because, they're leaving me responsible for stuff.
Well, that's risky.
Yeah, I know, right? So how are you doing? How have you been?
Good. Really good. Really busy. Just trying to keep up with all of our schedules, but still trying to get out and support the town.
And you're doing a great job of it. You've also done a couple of trips where you've had a lot of great food.
Yes.
I just want to go through. Let's start and plug your Instagram. What's your Instagram?
Sure. It's on Instagram. It's at @BetoLikeLet'sEat. That's @BetoLike_Let'sEat. Yeah.
Man, and if you want to follow somebody that has a great acumen of food, you follow her. So tell us about some of the foods that you tried over there that you've been there once, right, when you were younger. To Greece.
Yes. So I got the chance to go to Greece when I was 17 years old. And that was a whole experience on its own.
Yeah.
But being able to go as, slightly putting it, as an adult with my husband was a completely different experience. Mm-hmm. But it's literally, sorry PETA and any animal lovers out there, but we ate every animal known to mankind and it was incredible. The amount of feta is just, it's insane. It doesn't compare to any of the feta we have here in Texas or just in the U.S. alone. The salads, the village salads or how we know them, Greek salads. It was incredible. I had lamb. I had sheep. I had beef, chicken, fish. We even had innards wrapped up and grilled. And it was incredible.
So, is feta essentially European queso fresco?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So I would agree. Yeah, yeah, literally, people will just eat bread and queso fresco, or not feta, but like us, we get a pan bolillo and put
queso fresco on there. I was very jealous of everything that y'all had. And, like, I mean, I was blown away with, like, everything that y'all did. And it's just so fun seeing beautiful sights, and especially the foods. But it's a one great thing that you have on your page.
Yeah, and it's just really nice going out and just experiencing a completely different culture. Mm-hmm. Well, I say different. It seems so much like the Hispanic culture to me. Like, yeah, everybody's very much family oriented. Everybody's about feeding you. Yeah. They literally will pour alcohol down your throat. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
What's
like, happened?
I saw that. It's, so it's different in the sense because we get so caught up in our everyday life, yeah, and so it's something different, something new. But it was also a little familiar, and it was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Well. Let's see what else we can talk about. You're here at Artscoggle.
Yes.
Tell us about everything that you've seen, everything that you've enjoyed so far.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually parked over near JPS, and so we entered in through the East Stage area. Yeah. And up until this point, we've seen so much amazing art. I mean, incredible art, incredible jewelry, food. Oh, my gosh. Mr. Perolike and I had arepas.
Where?
On our way up. It's literally like two blocks down.
Yeah.
On the left-hand side, there's like a little corridor that's opened up. There's fresh squeezed lemonade. We got lemonade. Oh my God, we guzzled that down.
Yeah.
But they had arepas, and then Pizza Verde is out here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
So Mr. Pizza Connoisseur over here, my son, he immediately got a margarita pizza, and they're making them fresh right there.
Oh,
and if anybody hasn't been to Pizza Verde yet, it's a plant-based pizzeria, but it's incredible.
And it's over off of Camp Bowie, right?
That's correct.
Over there by Sichuan Chinese?
Yes, Szechuan Chinese. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
So I've been wanting to try it. I know one of them is an artist who performed here last year, but I forget. I can't remember their band name.
That I'm not 100% sure on.
Raspberries. Tammy knows them. They went to school together.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, check out Pizza Verde, man. This they got really, from what I hear, like a lot of great, fresh, delicious tasting pies.
Yes, and they have an incredible happy hour. They have like half price pizzas. I think it's the margarita and like two others, and then you can get half price bottles of wine as well. So
I love
hit them
a
up.
Good margarita. That's one of my favorite pizzas.
Simple,
know.
Delicious,
yeah,
easy. Just it's, easy.
Yeah, 100%. So I don't know, like my I got my Uber cooler, my Yeti cooler over there, and I got my sticker, like Better Like Let's Eat sticker on.
Nice.
So you know, I have to represent.
Thank
love,
you.
I'm supporting you and everything you're doing. I love seeing you branch out and be a part of events like the runway show you did
gosh.
For the margarita.
Yeah, supporting the Children's Charities of Fort Worth. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was such an incredible opportunity. So first and foremost, I don't get the opportunity to do that without the support of y'all and everybody here in Fort Worth. Y'all are the ones that get my name out there and that get me noticed. And so I was asked to judge the margarita. It was called Mixing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And so we kind of judged on the margarita. Actually, Robin came out, our champagne auntie.
Mm.
we judged that event. And so we got to pick the winning margarita that's going to be served at the Margarita Ball.
Cool.
And after doing that event, they asked me to come out and work with, it's literally called Whatchamacallit, the dress store here in Fort Worth. It's
awesome.
It's a Fort Worth staple.
Yeah.
We modeled some of their dresses to just kind of help people get an understanding of like what they can wear to the Margarita Ball, which by the way, is coming up in December, guys.
It is. And the tickets are still on sale?
They're still on sale, so. Yes. And they actually still, if I'm correct, they still have a bundle where you can get your ticket and your stay at the Worthington together.
Yes, which is a great stay. I've stayed there a couple times. As a matter of fact, if you get higher in the Worthington, they have bidets.
What?
Yeah, so it's the first time I used a bidet was in one of theirs.
Oh, nice. Get your booty hole clean,
absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely.
For a great cause.
After a night of wild sex that I had, but it was, you know, I don't know why I should be talking about that, but it's a great hotel, man. They have a great bar. They got
Toro Toro's down there. Yeah.
And so, man, check that out. And again, let's get back to you, though. What do you have coming up in the next coming months? What are you going to end the year with?
Oh, you know what? Honestly, family.
Okay.
Family. Lots of family time. We have family coming in from out of town. I want to just focus the end of the year just being with friends and family, really enjoying what Fort Worth has to offer. There's so many new restaurants. I have yet. Nobody hate me for this. We just haven't had the time, but Walloons, we passed it on the way up here. I cannot wait to try Walloons. We just went and tried a new restaurant. It's new to us in Denton called Osteria Il Muro.
Okay.
It's a beautiful Italian restaurant out of a house in a neighborhood.
Wow.
There's only about 10 tables in there, and the menu changes seasonally.
That sounds amazing.
So every time you go, it's going to be something new. But I just want to keep eating, enjoying life.
Hey, look, you're doing great. you're doing the Lord's work and you're making people jealous of the food that you eat, and you want to make people explore and try different things to expand their palates.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much. You're such a great pillar to the community.
You're so sweet.
You do a lot of great things for us. You're a great friend, and I'm honestly grateful that you come into our lives the way you did.
Likewise.
Us to the pizza that we had. That we had in Ridgemar Mall growing up in Denton. So,
we rediscovered it.
Yeah, we love you so much.
And we love you too.
The boys were here, they'd say the same thing. We can't say anything better.
That's right.
And if we did, we'd be lying. No, I'm kidding. We love you so much.
Love you too.
Angie.
Thank you.
And again, at Better Like Let's Eat on all Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook and TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. So check her out, guys. Angie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Love you guys.
Cheers.
That's right.
All right. So we're here at Arts Goggle with the one and only Tara.
What's up?
She is a hair extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Over at what salon?
Dreamhouse Salon.
Dreamhouse Salon, and that's located where?
We are on South Main.
South Main.
Right next to the Boiled Owl.
Magnolia. There used to be a place on South Main, right? Wasn't there a salon on South Main?
Oh, yes. We were at the South Main. That's our sister salon.
We're at Magnolia.
Yeah.
Right,
so you
next
got
to
me an
Boil.
Arts Goggle, and I have had a cocktail, adult Capri Sun, and a beer. So I'm mixing things here. But, yes, South Main was where this crew originated, and we're now at 409 Magnolia.
Magnolia.
Is it 409?
409 Magnolia, sounds right.
Suite 4.
Yeah, right next to the Boiled Owl. Same block as Yucatan. If people who come to Fort Worth know where Yucatan is, it's the same place. All on that same strip. So, anyways.
Yeah.
How long have you been cutting hair?
22 years.
22 years. We're not trying to age yourself here.
No,
she just started, but she's great at it.
Yeah.
22 years. So in 22 years of cutting hair, do you have anything memorable that's happened, like in a salon, like somebody crazy come in there and flip out because you ruined their hair, or somebody's like thought you ruined their hair, but like and really you saved the day, or any hair emergencies? Is that something that happens?
So what I find is that 9 times out of 10, if someone's upset about their hair, it has absolutely nothing to do with their hair.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So yes, I have seen these meltdowns. I have seen emotional breakthroughs, but it's never about their hair.
So I saw this. I was watching this TikTok, and they were talking about. It was this lady who was I guess a hairstylist, and was going on about like one of her clients who came in and was like, I want you to cut my hair like this.
Mm-hmm,
and she looks at it and she's like, well, with the type of your hair you have, it's not going to end up like that. I can suggest other things that are going to be similar. She's like, no, I want my hair to look just like this.
Just like that.
So is that like a real world problem? I mean, it's got to be if someone's already making a TikTok about it.
Well, yes, absolutely. And when you don't take into consideration the client's hair type and texture and what their hair can and cannot do, a lot of times, like the picture they're showing you, they can't achieve.
Right.
And it really is all about communication at the end of the day. You have to sit there and go, what are you really looking for?
100%.
How do you style your hair?
So if I come in, and I've heard people talk about this where they come in and they want, like, I want my hair to be gray. And so they go for the whole, like, you have to bleach it out right.
Yeah,
you have to
dye.
And half the time, like, you may never actually achieve that look because it's really hard, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But they want it, like, they need it done, like, in the next couple hours.
Today.
Yeah, today. I need it done today. And it's a multi-step process, right?
Yes. And thanks to Instagram and social media. That's sarcasm, by the way.
Yeah.
it is. There's so many things that are out there that look attainable in a certain amount of time that takes forever, or that just photographs really well but looks like shit in real life.
So would you say in like your industry you have to help educate?
Yes.
So you have someone who comes in, they wants to get a haircut, they get a haircut a certain way, and now you're also tasked at like, okay, but you're going to have to style it this way, you're going to have to use these products, you're going to have to do all this, right?
It's the many hats of a hairdresser.
Yeah.
We are a therapist, we are a teacher, we are...
I was in there helping Tammy put that light back up, a few weeks ago, and I will also say the shit that gets said in the salon,
oh,
it's wild. Y'all are wild. Y'all are wild in there.
Yeah, it is. You hear, I've had a strange, you know, just strange woman sit down in my chair before. Never knew her.
Yeah.
And she looks up at me and she's like, I'm getting a divorce. And starts to tell me the details of this man. And this man, like, is in Fort Worth, right? Like, a well-known, I'm not going to say names.
Yeah.
This was many years
ago.
Sure,
But we don't want to oust anybody, right?
No, but it was just to the point where I'm like, holy shit. Like, and that's just one story. Like, we have so many good stories.
You know what you should do?
What?
And I'm sure somebody's already done this, but you should coin this. You should start writing a book, like a memoir of a hairstylist, right?
Memoir, yes.
And just change the names, come up with some stories, make the stories that they've told you, right?
Yeah.
Alter them a little bit so nobody can be tied back to
it. It would be the best toilet book in the world.
It would be.
Honestly.
100%. I would 100% read that. My attention span, I need short stories.
We are taught how to look out for sex trafficking.
Yeah. Which is it's a big thing.
We have women. We have actually children. We've had children in our salon. I use the word children loosely here.
Right.
They might be adults. To having their sugar daddies call in with their credit card number to pay for their hundreds of dollars
of
hair. Like, these things happen.
Yeah.
And you have to keep your mouth... Like, I'm sitting there going...
Is this real life?
I've been doing it for 22 years, right. So I don't keep my mouth shut at this point. Like, I work with some stylists that are like, I need to work. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. They're not quite as... fed up with it.
Uh-huh.
So to speak.
No, I totally get it. It's mind-boggling to think, like, it makes sense that you have to actually watch out for that kind of stuff with the sex trafficking and whatnot.
It's awful.
And all that. And I never would have put a two and two together with a salon, but that makes perfect sense. But also, the ones that do have true, legit sugar daddies, good on them. If you can
honestly
get somebody... I want someone to pay for me to get pampered, you know?
I wish they had a sugar daddy training for... women in their 40s, because it doesn't work that way,
yeah.
But I want it to, because I'm like, I could benefit from this.
Sure, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. And at this point in the game, why not?
I think we need for those listening, if you are a sugar daddy,
we need a sugar daddy school.
Please reach out. Let's start a school up.
Oh,
we'll help you with it.
Just if you're a sugar daddy in general, and you're not looking for someone super young, but maybe just like young at heart.
I would say Tara's young at heart.
100%. There you go. 100%
young at heart.
Young at heart. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm middle-aged, but...
I mean, I wouldn't...
I do young people
I will
shit.
Tell you, I would not guess that you were middle-aged.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would put you... I mean, I say that. I'm close to middle-aged.
I'm
too,
happy
so.
And proud of all of these years, but like...
Yes.
Still.
Sugar daddies are looking for women.
I know, they're looking for those 18,
20 years younger than me. Yes.
I know. And then it's the young guys that are looking for the older ladies.
They are, but that's just creepy to me.
You want that sugar mama.
It's just, I don't know why that's creepier. Give us a listen to,
man. I don't know either. Why is it acceptable?
I don't know.
Why is it's acceptable for an old man to, is it because, I don't know. I don't even answer on that.
I don't either. It's our programming.
Yeah.
So. We've been programmed.
We have been.
To think that that's weird, but the other's not. No, I honestly, you know what? No, they're both weird.
Yeah.
But to each their own. And if you're benefiting financially, because
if you can make money and get pampered, why not do it? Right.
More power to you.
If it's what you want to do,
it's Big Panther energy.
It is. I think everybody empowers the Big Panther energy. You know, it's just
getting paid just to be cute.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. I need to get paid to be cute. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you for taking the time to chat with us. This is going to be
absolutely
again, telling everybody Thursday, next Thursday, we're going to just release this episode. It's going to have a bunch of these interviews on there. So, thanks, Tara.
It's awesome.
All right, so we're back again here at Arts Goggle 2023 over on Magnolia. We have another guest that decided that they would talk with us for 5 minutes. So tell our listeners who you are.
Hi, my name is Golden Garcia.
Golden Garcia. And you were telling me that you were a botanist and a science nerd.
Yes, I am. Okay. I did my undergraduate in botany from the University of Hawaii.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's amazing. So tell me, did you enjoy living in Hawaii?
Yes, I loved it. It was gorgeous.
On the Big Island or?
I was on Oahu.
On Oahu, okay. So, living in Hawaii at the time that you did your undergrad there, when did you come back to actual stateside?
I came back August 8th.
Yeah.
So, really recently.
Okay, really recently. So, yep. What do you miss about the island?
I miss the connection that everybody has with nature around them. You go outside and you just see people in the park or at the beach. And just interacting with nature.
Okay. And are you a Texas native?
I am. Okay. Fort Worth native.
Fort Worth native.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Pascal High School.
Oh, my sister goes to Pascal.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, sweet.
Pascal High School.
Pascal Panthers? Right.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
They got a killer marching band, actually. So on my side gig, what I do normally is I actually work for EMS service here in Fort Worth.
Oh, okay. And, thank you
I do
for doing that.
Appreciate it. I spent a lot of time working football games too, so I got to see quite a few of the Pascal Panthers perform. Unfortunately, their football team's not that great, but their band is phenomenal, and it seems like they have an awesome program. Did you enjoy going to Pascal?
I mean, it was high school.
It was high school, fine.
Yeah,
sure, but you're not that far out of high school, right? I take it. Like,
it's been about almost 6 years.
Almost 6 years now. Yeah. Okay. So I'm curious, how your mind would change in like the 10-year to 20-year mark, because we're coming up on 20 years ourselves from being out of high school.
Okay.
And I look back at those times whenever I was in high school, I'm like, I kind of missed some of it. It was, not that it was simple, but it was kind of simple, because now I'm expected to do all this stuff in the
real
world.
Now you're an adult.
Right? Yeah, now I'm an adult, right? And as a 38-year-old, I decided I wanted to go back to college like 2 years ago.
Oh.
So I started going for my my undergrad, which I question my life choices on a daily basis. If you were going to give advice to anybody who's recently starting college or pursuing that, what would you tell them?
First of all, congratulations for going back to school. I think that's amazing. I think untraditional students are really great and have a lot of different perspective to offer. And I would just say to work on your organization skills.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's been a while since you've been in school, and it's pretty rigorous.
Now, tell me, okay, so you said you were a botany nerd or science nerd, but botany was your undergrad.
Yes.
So what drew you towards botany?
Well, I started in pre-med.
Okay.
And then I learned about how there's medicinal plants.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had a deeper connection with the environment around me while I studied botany. And then I learned that I could connect medicine and botany together through this really awesome field called medical ethnobotany.
Right, okay. That's super cool. Thanks for stopping by and chatting with us.
Yeah, of course.
Tell everybody your name again.
It's Golden Garcia.
Golden Garcia. And is there any, like, do you have any Instagram or anything like that you want to plug, or you want anybody to find you, or are you like, no, I'm off
No, grid. I'm kind of keep it private.
Cool. Sounds good. All right, thanks, Golden, for stopping by. Here we are again. We have another random person that just decided to come over here and talk to us.
Oh, very random.
Very random.
Who are you again?
We are the Funky Panther, and I'm Tim, and I don't come out that often.
I'm Javier, and I come out all the time.
And we have...
I'm Sydney.
Of? With?
My own self.
Your own self. Okay, cool.
Okay, she's solo here, so we can ask these questions.
All right. So Javier, we asked a bunch of questions, or we asked for questions. We got a bunch of questions, and Javier wants to ask a question.
What was your first email address?
Oh. This one's really funny because it's actually fitting right now. We're playing currently against Houston, so my first email address was Texas Longhorns. Queen at yahoo.com.
Now, was that before you ever went to UT? Like, you're talking like I'm in middle school and I make my first email address?
I'm like in elementary school.
So you knew you knew where you were going. You knew I'm going to be a Longhorn. I'm going to be a queen.
I mean, at that time, I thought I was. I'm thankfully that played out.
Yeah.
It went into my favor. I don't know if that would have aged very well if it didn't happen.
You know, I think it's one of those things where you have to put it out in the universe, right?
Yeah.
Because if you don't put it out in the universe, it's not going to manifest.
Oh, no.
And so you already had the idea, like, I am going to go to the University of Texas. Not North Texas, not UTA Arlington. I'm going to the University of Texas.
At Austin.
At Austin.
Sorry, I just had to add that part.
At
in.
Austin.
Not Arlington or Dallas.
Not Permian Basin.
Not San Antonio.
Not San Antonio. All those weird satellite ones. The one in Austin.
I think I saw Vince Young run across the end zone, and I was like, that's going to be my email address.
Yeah. 100%. I think it was TimFX555 at yahoo.com.
Do you know what? Can I just pause? That really fits you today.
Does it?
It just makes no sense.
I don't know where... it does make a little bit of sense. I don't know where the fives came from, but I really was... So I like NoFX, the band NoFX. I was into like all that punk stuff, and so TimFX. And then I changed it to whenever Y2K was happening, because I'm old. I changed it to YTimK, you know? So why Tim K 04? Because I was graduated in 2004 at yahoo.com. So those are my two.
Hey, at least we're Yahoo.
Yeah.
At least I'm young enough to be, I mean, old enough, but young enough to be Yahoo.
Right.
I'm an AOL guy. Mine was X99 Gorillas 99X at AOL.
Was it because you like the band of Gorillas?
I just love Gorillas the animal. I love Gorillas. You know, they're so majestic and so strong. And they beat people up.
Via Tarzan? Where did you see this happen? Oh.
What was that? Have you seen that question that was asked, like, would you rather fight a gorilla, like, hand-to-hand or a gorilla with a sword? So which one would...
Javier, I would like for you to answer this question.
You've got to take one of them on. So you're either going hand-to-hand or you're going against one and they got a sword.
Hand-to-hand because I could just run. No, I can't.
Yeah, you can't outrun them.
I think we just talked about how you can't run.
Yeah, no, I can't run. My knees are bad. I think I'll just die.
I think I'm going to choose a sword because I don't know if they're going to be able to know how to really wield the sword.
I don't know. They have something shiny and pretty. They're just sewing away.
However, I did see this video where... No, this is funny. They were at a zoo, and this, I don't think it was a gorilla, I think it was an orangutan, was signaling for this woman to open up her purse. Like, standing there pointing at her purse, and the lady's like, what? And he's like, so she showed the purse, she's like, so she opens it up, and like, shows it, and he points inside. It's like he knew she had fruit snacks. And then he was signaling her to go to the edge of the cage, and was trying to get her to go outside and give it to him through the fence. So, now that I say all that... I don't know if a sword would be a good idea or not.
But that also was a different type of monkey, primate
yeah.
that you were just talking about.
Yeah.
No hands.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Pound for pound, they're going to take you. Okay, let's do one more question.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to look for the questions she asked.
Why don't you put on your glasses that are hanging from your shirt?
Long story.
He needs his readers. See, that's what happens when you get old.
He's squinting.
Would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands?
Oh, I submitted this one. hands for feet or feet for hands.
So is it meaning that you have like, so if I had...
That means you have four hands or 4 feet.
Okay.
I think I want four hands. We're going back to that gorilla. It's the gorilla conversation.
The opposable thumb on your feet.
Yeah.
You could pick up stuff.
But honestly, if I'm sitting on the couch and like, I put my foot out and it grabs whatever I need, like, easy.
See, I already do that. I already pick up things with my toes and all that stuff all the time. I have long toes.
Can you post videos of this?
I might.
We need
the
proof?
Right amount of money.
Oh, yes.
I'm starting that OnlyFans on just my feet only.
It is TimXF. What is it?
TimFX555 on OnlyFans, and I'll be picking up objects with my feet. I think there's a market for that. But would you? So your hands too?
Hands, totally.
I think that you could accomplish a lot of. You could get a lot of things done.
Yeah.
Because it's literally like now you have four appendages that are four arms and.
I mean, and they could essentially be walking on top of your hands. I mean. Oh, the
Might
running
be able to,
abilities.
Be able to grip a little bit.
Oh, dude. I could take on the gorilla. Yeah, hand think, to hand.
You could.
I do think that would give you an advantage at that point.
Then you would like grab each. And then bite its face or something.
There's no biting. We did not. We asked for no biting. Oh, we just asked hand to hand.
Hand to hand combat. Can't go for the face. Yeah. That's the money maker. Can't do that. Actually, for us, it's not because we're on TV and we don't make any money off this. But anyways, so Sydney, thank you so much for stopping over here and having a short conversation with us.
Yeah.
You answered some hard-hitting questions that our listeners want to know.
I mean, we at least got the question. We got the by we mean
by they we yeah we mean Sydney. Sydney submitted those questions. So
hey, which Mario Kart character are you? Oh, okay. Can you guess which one I am?
I think you're Donkey Kong.
Oh, that's who I thought you were, but
hey, okay. Toad.
Toad is one of my favorites. Yes, Toad is the one I said. I was going to say Princess Peach just because, but Toad is my all-time favorite.
I didn't
want to
say Princess Peach because then that's just...
Assuming blonde girl, right. Put me in a bucket.
Yep.
But at the same time, too, like Toad is the one I always go for when I'm playing Mario Kart, so...
I'm a Bowser.
Who's Chad? Where is Chad?
Chad will be here.
Who is he?
He's selling pictures of kids.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, can we... But who would he be?
Who would Chad be? Chad would be, Waluigi.
Is that the bad one?
He's the bad,
Yeah, I was like, he gives me bad Luigi vibes.
He does, only he's not tall though, and Luigi was.
But it's okay, we can ignore that, and he doesn't have a mustache either.
True.
No. Kind of with a beard.
He's got a weird ginger mustache.
He goes with his beard. Yeah, it's fine.
But he gives me bad guy vibes.
He does, 100%, all the time. He's not going to know this until this plays, which is great. So
we're stopping that now.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not going to be associated with that.
Thank you, Sydney, for joining us, and we really appreciate all that you have done for us in the past and helping us out. And also, you're part of that Saving Hope stuff too, right?
Oh yeah, that is a fun thing. We just got our 11-month, 10-month foster adopted.
Oh, really? Otter?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Oh, yeah, you're right. I did see
And that. She's now living with one of my old fosters I had in 2020. So now she's a sibling.
I love it.
I love it. And every week, I'll donate $50 to Sarah because their posts, like, it's heartbreaking.
Well, so, they take on the medical cases for sure. And we're building the Sanctuary Ranch on Aledo. So it's a big deal. We're really excited for it.
So if you get a chance, please do something for Saving Hope. Donate, come out to any of their events, come see their dogs. If you can foster.
Follow them on social media. Just follow like them. And share.
It's great. All right. Thanks, Sydney.
Thanks.
All right. So we're back again here at Arts Goggle, and we have
Jolie.
And Jolie?
Jolie.
Okay. Jolie. Did they make a song about you?
No.
That's Jolene. Just Jolene. Yeah. That's close.
Sorry.
It's close.
Sorry.
All right. And you are here visiting Arts Goggle. Are you a Fort Worth native?
We are now.
You are now.
We just moved
Where'd
here.
You come from?
Austin.
There's no shame in Austin. We were just
UT.
She went to UT, loves Austin. We used to spend a lot of time. That's the thing. It's like Austin was our place. We would go and drive the 3 hours-ish to Austin and spend our money in Austin because they had the nightlife that we liked. They had all the things. We loved visiting that place.
We love Austin Java. We love, Big Bite when it was around.
Kirby Lane, Magnolia Cafe, all those fun places.
All the good places.
All the good places, right? Yep. And now Fort Worth seems like they're kind of, we're getting that stuff, right?
Yes.
We're getting some of that stuff. The music scene is getting better and all that. And so I don't hate the fact that you came up from Austin.
Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love Austin. Yeah. So tell us, from Austin, what brought you to Fort Worth? Work, life, just wanted to move?
Yes.
All the above?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, all of the things.
So
family,
yeah.
And I just launched a beef jerky company.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one of the things that we like to do is we like to have different owners, proprietors, things like that on our show. We kind of pick their brain a little bit. We've had just recently we had the owners of Funky Picnic Brewery or Brew Pub.
Cool.
Which is right off of South Main on Bryant Avenue. If you haven't had a chance to check them out. Excellent beer, excellent food. Such a good time.
Okay.
And so we love having those types of people on because everybody has a story and everybody has something. So on our full episodes that are normal, where we actually have guests on, that's kind of where we hit on. We kind of find out what makes you tick, right? But
right on.
On today's episode, we're going to ask a question.
A couple weird questions.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Okay. So we had already asked this question. Would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands?
Hands for feet.
Hands for feet.
I don't
agree.
Think I want my feet
right
up in my food.
My
hands can do some things if they're down there. You know
100%.
What I mean? You can pick up things really easily.
It's like you got four arms at that point.
Yeah,
getting a lot of work
exactly.
done.
Exactly. Yes.
My feet aren't that pretty, so I really won't want people like seeing them. You know, up front, so up close like that.
Yeah,
completely
there you go.
Agree with that.
You could put your hands inside some sort of shoe.
100%.
Hide them.
Like gloves, like fit padded gloves.
Yeah, yeah, you could wear the toe shoes, but just make them extra long and funky. Yeah, that's for sure.
So, food question, is soup something you eat or drink?
Both, right? I mean...
Yeah, because, you know, you eat chunk like New England clam chowder.
Yeah, yeah.
You drink pho, or you eat pho also.
I eat the pho, and then I have to drink the
soup.
Rest.
Yeah, they drink the soup base,
right. So good.
What type of broth do you have there?
I usually do the beef. I just go, you know, I kind of go all the way. I want the oxtail. I want the that in there.
I'm a beef tendon guy. I like the tendon in there. I love those little meatballs.
Okay, so I'm new. So where's the pho place? You guys have a good pho place?
So my favorite pho place is over actually on the west side of Fort Worth. It's Little Pho Saigon. Little hole in the wall place. It's pretty good. It's over on the west side by a defunct shopping mall now.
Okay.
Used to be Ridgemar Mall. It's still kind of open, but don't go there. Go to the restaurants there.
Okay, great.
Then there's another one off of Bryant. Was it off of Brian Irvin right there by Central Market? There's a pho place there. I can't remember.
It is really good.
Yes.
I've been there. Yes.
That place is pretty good too.
I can't think of the name either. Yes.
Those are my two places for pho. If I'm going for like dumplings, there's a new dumpling place opening up right down the road from here, right off of Rosedale. I cannot think of the name of it, but it's looks like an old convenience store is where it's at.
Even better.
Anyways.
Right?
One more question
okay.
for you.
Let's ask the movie question.
Okay.
Oh, no. All right. Oh, no. Trick question.
I'm gonna ask a movie question here.
Okay.
So the question is, you're flipping through your channels. We're going back in time to whenever we didn't have Netflix. We didn't have anything like that. You're literally bound to the channels that you have on your TV. And
yes.
You're having to flip through there. And you come across that one movie.
Right.
And it's that one movie, no matter where it's at, you're going to stop. You're going to watch it from that point on. What movie is that?
I mean, this is such... It's such a chick flick.
Okay.
But it's When Harry Met Sally.
That's such a good one.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
It's a really good one.
Recently in the past year, I've seen it.
You know what's crazy about actually that time period was that there would be movies and they would just showcase those movies, right, for a while. And it would be on repeat.
Yeah.
And the most confusing one was Groundhog Day because... No matter where you were, you didn't know where you were in
right.
the movie. You would get into the movie, and then you'd be like, oh, I don't know where.
Or then it's like, oh, we only have like, we're 20 minutes to the end. Okay, cool. Yeah.
The part the kid falls out of the tree is like, you don't say your fingers, thank you, you're ungrateful, whatever, you know. I'm just trying to figure where you are, but I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
All right, now tell us about your beef jerky place.
Yes.
Your company that you've opened up. What's it called?
Yeah, it's called Best Buckin' Jerky.
Okay.
And we are bucking the system for women worldwide. So a portion of our profits goes back to educating young women in STEM or STEAM. They added arts back into it. So we source everything in the U.S. We're made here in Texas. And y'all want to see it? You want to check out the label? So we have a chili crisp flavor.
That's so cool. I love the packaging.
Thanks. And we have a jalapeno flavor. Yeah. So
that is
feel
great.
Free to, you guys, try it. I want you to try it.
Oh, awesome.
You'd
okay.
love it.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. It's cool to hang out. Nice to meet you.
Do you have any social, are you on social media or anything?
Yeah.
Okay, and where can they find you?
Best Buckin' Jerky.
On all the platforms.
On all the platforms.
Okay.
No G on Buckin.
Gotcha.
Buckin.
So we might be reaching out to you at some point to have you on for a full-on episode because we really like to get to know all the people that make up these businesses, especially these small businesses that are starting off, and whenever you're actually supporting something worth supporting, right?
Yeah,
that's really cool giving back. So
thanks.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you guys.
And we're back here again at Arts Goggle. As you know, because this whole episode is about Arts Goggle, because that's where we're at. All right, so
Arts Goggle.
We have...
My name is Adam. Used to go by Old School Poindexter, former second best rapper in DFW.
Okay, that is some bold statements because we know some people in that sector of music. You know.
Oh.
Yeah. So we've had a few rappers on our show. We've had J Boy, who has been with Amplify 817, Showcase through that. He's with Trend Music. It's Ernie. We had JOE, Minicon, a few people. So Charles.
I've been out of the game for so long. I don't know any of those names at all.
I understand that. You know, we grow up and we get too busy with life and we lose our hobbies and things that we enjoy doing, which is
kind of how life is sometimes.
It's yeah.
I was in a band in the early 2000s, and do I play now? On my couch, and that's it. all right, so we're going to get into a couple of questions. And the first question...
Oh, my God.
If you can make the ultimate sandwich, what would be on it?
Okay, so it has to have meat that ends with a vowel. We're talking salami, capicola. Yeah, meat that ends, not bologna. Any meat that ends with a vowel. It's got to have a little bit of lettuce. It's got to have a little bit of onion, red onion. Any other onion is coward's onion. It needs to have some kind of Italian seasoning, Italian dressing, something with some red vinegar in it.
Okay. And we're talking like on a hoagie. We're talking on a, you know, what type of bread?
Oh, whatever you got.
Whatever we got. Doesn't matter. It could be on Wonder Bread. It could be on that government bread that you get from, you know.
The bread is a vehicle to get the meat.
Okay. It's all about the meat. Any other than onions, any other vegetables on there?
Peppers, onions, pepperonis. I can do pepperonis. I can't do jalapenos anymore. 48 now.
Dude, I'm hitting that 38 mark and same. That's when it starts.
So, second question. In a battle between robots, aliens, pirates, and ninjas, who do you think wins?
Aliens, robots, pirates, ninjas?
Yeah.
There's a lot of variables there.
I think it depends.
But I feel like pirates are the most adaptable, though. And so if the robots come, they'll be able to take over some robots. If some aliens come, they'll be able to take some of their ships. Pirates will figure out how to do it, you know?
I think you've got a good point there, because I think also you have to start looking at the landscape. Where is these battles happening at, right?
Yeah.
Is it happening on sea? Because the pirates are going to have the advantage. They also have that land, you know, running in there and just destroying a village. We're talking about in the air, obviously the robots or the aliens. I mean, the aliens are going to have it, or robots, because they might have that mode of transportation.
And ninjas might could fly. Who knows?
That's actually true. Let's do one more question.
Okay, one more, and then I got to move.
Okay, let's see. La, la, la. What is the best Bluebell ice cream flavor?
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. Okay, you heard
just
it here.
Straight up regular, yep.
From, again, old school Poindexter?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And a.k.a.?
Adam.
Adam. All right, Adam. Thanks for stopping by. And
hey, thanks for having me. This was wonderful. They don't, man. They don't. I hide out. I'm Generation X. I don't have my name and face on the internet.
Dude, I love it.
Does that website still exist? Oh, yeah. Oldschoolpoindexter.com still exists. You can get the stream the album there.
All right. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks. Have a good day, y'all.
And we are back live once again, 2023 Arscoggle here in Fort Worth, Texas. And we are here with
Chris.
And Chris is first time, long time. And he knows one of our listeners, Sydney.
Yeah.
You know, they're, you know.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a smidge. So, you know, we pressured you to come on. We had talked about you coming on. And you didn't want to. You were kind of like iffy on it. But it's good to have you here.
It is.
So we're going to ask a couple of questions. Some of these were actually asked by your lovely fiance. So let's
Can't
get
wait.
Into it.
All right.
What's the most embarrassing song on your phone right now?
Ooh. Okay. I have a couple thousand saves.
a couple thousand.
It's casual. I don't know. Probably, you know, I can't say Taylor Swift because she's great.
Yeah,
she's fantastic. Let me think. Maybe something by the Jonas Brothers right now, but they are also fantastic. Okay. I mean, I can't. I love them. So, I mean, anything by them. 5 Seconds of Summer's on there.
Wow. Okay.
I've kind of run the gambit.
Not embarrassed by that. Come on. No, 5 Seconds. No. If you like it, then you
I would
love
be embarrassed
it.
By All Star by Smash Mouth, because that's not.
Who has All Star by Smash Mouth? I wonder.
That's her. What's that's
mine?
Her good
I think time. Mine is. Mine's I Feel Like a Woman, you know?
Ooh.
Well, because, you know, I'm a Hispanic man who doesn't really listen to all that kind of music.
I would be lying if I said I hadn't done that at karaoke before.
It's a good one, though.
So,
it is a good one for karaoke.
But, yeah.
So it is a banger. I can't believe, like, I've been sheltered he's fine. I think it's turned up all the way. It's a banger for sure. Second question. What is the best Bluebell ice cream flavor?
Ooh. You know, I haven't had Bluebell in a while. Since the Listeria,
yeah. That did drive a lot of people.
It did. I'm just like a cookies and cream cookie dough kind of person.
That's the second person who said cookies and cream, so you're in good company.
All right.
And I think the last guy who said it was a rapper, so I think
all right,
pretty,
really good company.
Awesome. what if you can make the ultimate sandwich, which would it be?
So there is one that I get quite a bit at work, and it is called the Smoky Mail. I got to plug my ladies real quick because they are there every day. It's simple. It's simple but fresh. It's turkey, bacon, avocado, a little jalapeno ranch drizzle.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe some lettuce and onion. That's what I mess with almost every day.
That goes hard. That sounds really pretty on point. I'm actually kind of hungry right now.
Yeah.
So it doesn't help.
You have a go-to?
Meatball sub. Simple meatball sub. You know, some mozzarella like on it. Oh. A little bit of tomato and some green peppers. You know, I'm nothing too crazy. I like that mozzarella. You know, you gotta have that. I gotta say it like that, or say gabagool. You know, it's I love gabagool. You know, show me the gabagool. No, okay. So let's see what else she asked. Because she asked,
were these all questions by her?
This is all the questions that are from her.
Okay.
Let's see. Does round or square pizza taste better?
I got to go square just because of the place we go to all the time. Rectangle.
Oh, rectangle?
It's rectangle.
Oh, you put square.
No, it is square, right?
No.
Okay, well, it's all like...
A rectangle is a square.
Yeah, it can be. Usually though, the circular pizzas come with like the thicker crust, which, fantastic, but... No, I would go round rectangle every day.
I love square because it reminds me of middle school, high school.
Yeah.
You know, and that, I don't know why that pizza would go hard.
Yeah.
It was always such a good flavor.
It had no business doing that.
So what kind of controversial takes do you have? What are you, what's going on?
I wouldn't say anything controversial, although we did talk about, and I don't know if this is controversial, but I do think a hot dog is a sandwich, not a taco.
You know, somebody told us that a hot dog is a hoagie because it's in a folded piece of bread.
Okay.
Hoagie is a sandwich. So it's a sandwich. It would be a sandwich.
Yeah.
I agree with the guy that said a hot dog is just a hot dog.
Okay.
It's its own thing.
I mean, you don't put relish or ketchup or mustard on a taco, right?
No, not usually.
Oh, but I do love a Mexican-style Sonoran hot dog.
What is that?
A Sonoran hot dog has got like some pico, not rice, beans, some cheese, you know, all the good stuff.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah. But yeah, nice. I guess, you know, he's right. You know, here today, people have given me different opinions on if a hot dog is a taco or sandwich and a hoagie. But yeah, I respect it as a hot dog. A hot dog is a classic, so you can't.
I'll take that.
I'm a crunchy peanut butter type of man. The question asked was, what kind of peanut butter do you eat? Crunchy or smooth? Man, no. I just like the crunch. You know, I got to get that crunch in my peanut butter.
I respect it, but that's wrong. Yeah.
It's okay. Hey, man, I grew up with it. It's what it's in my repertoire.
That's fair.
I mean, smooth peanut butter, if I'm just going to make a quick fold over.
Yeah.
You know?
So, got it. Cool.
Other than that, what else do you have going on? What's going on in life that you like?
Getting married to Sydney here in you know, a little bit. So no, still together. No fights yet.
That's good though, man. I want to say first, congratulations first and foremost.
42 days is what you say.
Wow. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. You know, she's a cool gal from what I've known, and you've known her longer, obviously, but, you know,
cheers
to you guys, and for many, many a millennia of love and affection. So, Chris, thank you so much for coming on, but last question, which Mario Kart character are you?
Oh, I'm Yoshi.
Yoshi, okay.
I'm a Yoshi. Easy. It's a quick. Yeah, I love the guy.
Yeah, I just wish there was a way for Yoshi, whenever you grab like a shell, to put it in your mouth and you fire it. It all comes out the same way.
It does. Yeah, it goes every way. So.
Or maybe eggs. He can like have eggs or bananas. Same thing.
Next iteration.
Yeah, I want different animation. Yeah, eggs that are bombs. Yeah, you know.
If Nintendo is listening, yeah.
Yeah, if you're listening, bombs, more bombs.
Yikes.
Man, thanks again for coming on, man. We really appreciate it, and we're really glad that Sydney dragged you over here for you to come on.
Me too. Thank you,
It was a
lot
of fun, and you're a great drinking buddy too, man. Thank
appreciate
you so much.
Yeah, look forward to the next.
Yeah, and again, that was... This is Arts Goggle 2023. Chris, thank you. Have a good day. Stay good.
Thank you. Okay.
Come take a look at my glizzy.
And we are back once again. You already know what it is. We are live here at the 2023 Art Skywalk here on Magnolia in Fort Worth, one of the best cities in the country. We're here again with one of our favorite people, Christy. Christy, how you doing?
Good.
She's like talking loud over here, but now she's like,
I know, it just gets real quiet on the mic.
So you've been walking around here in Art Skywalk. What do you think so far?
It's cool. We said it's better than Main Street, the Arts Fest.
It's, you know, it's a lot of cool things out here. You got yourself a little plant right there.
Yep.
So what are your plans for the plant?
Not kill it.
What is that one?
This is a Syngonium Wendlandi.
Okay, it's pretty.
I don't have one, so I had to buy it.
So, something about Christy, she gave us a terrible gift. Candy.
Oh.
What was it, the jelly beans?
The jelly beans, yes. That taste like shit.
I was crying when y'all were doing that. It was so funny.
I still remember the smelly or stinky sock, whatever it was. That one was just garbage. That was the absolute worst.
The earwax one was disgusting.
Yeah, that one was bad too.
So we've decided, you should already know, that we decided not to eat any of those again until you come on.
They're probably going to be like little pebbles by that time. Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a while. They're like at least a year old, and I think they fell out of the box they were in, so they're probably also like dusty, you know?
Well, they taste bad already, so what's the difference?
It's like, how much worse could it really get? I mean, who cares?
So tell us about you, Christy. What are you about? What do you like? What are your hobbies? Single, married?
Hey, Herbie.
Where'd Jamie go? Speaking of which, where'd she go?
She left. I got here and she's like, all right, I'm out.
So, again, you're a big fan. You helped us out with our 100th episode over in Panther Island.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been just such a great all-around fan. And other than that, what else can we...
I don't know. What have y'all been? I just got here. So what have y'all been talking about?
I was going to ask you questions. That's what I was going to ask.
What have y'all been talking about all day?
I usually had questions from a jar, but I asked for people to send questions so they could ask during Art Skywalk.
Okay.
So first off, would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands?
Probably hands for feet.
That's the consensus. That's everyone's.
Yeah, for sure. Because why would you want feet for
how
hands?
How can you cook or you don't want to eat with toes?
You're kind of like, you know, trying to bring everything together like this and pick up a spoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That makes sense. And also, I'm sure you can run better with your hands. It'll be like a spider situation.
Okay. All right.
That
sure.
Makes sense.
Sure.
If you got to choose your name, what would you choose here? What would it be and why?
If you could redo your name, what would you want it to be?
I have no idea. Violet, because it's a plant.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Violet, what?
No, you can change that too. Just a do-over.
I think mine would be Magnus Magnuson. You know,
Like Will Ferrell's son? His son's name is Magnus.
That's awesome.
Really?
Okay, well, speaking of which, he was like DJing at his boys'
party. Oh, yeah.
So that was really cool to see. Other than that, let's see what else. You don't play baseball.
No.
Oh, you're from San Antonio. Tell us about that. What's going on in San Antonio?
Every time I go home, it gets scarier and scarier.
Really?
And bigger. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, I like it. I don't know if I'd move back. Maybe to the Hill Country, but I don't know if I've ever moved back to San Antonio.
My brother lives there. He's lived over there for about over a year, and he's having a duplex built over there. So we're going to be going a lot. He's a station over there. So
oh, yeah.
Good for him. What's the most embarrassing song on your phone right now?
The embarrassing what?
The most embarrassing song on your phone.
I guess this is embarrassing because I don't have any songs on my phone.
What?
No.
That is awful.
What?
That is worse than actually an embarrassing song.
I don't have songs on my phone.
Oh my God. Well, what do you listen to music on?
The radio?
I don't listen to the radio a lot. I listen to podcasts and...
So you're not really a music person?
I mean, I like music. Yeah, I listen. I like old music though. I don't
like the Deftones.
Yeah, well, it's older music. Yeah, I liked Korn.
So how do you listen to Deftones and Korn now?
Oh, like YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah.
So you watch it. You listen to it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I do that though.
Okay.
That's great. I don't think I've never heard of anyone. You have to have. Well, you have an Android though, right?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, well, if you had an iPhone, you'd have like.
Yeah, I don't have Apple Music or anything.
YouTube. every
Apple phone.
I love the only music on my phone. YouTube.
YouTube. That's all I have. That's crazy. I mean, more power to you. Props to you for that. But okay. So, what's the most embarrassing song that you listen to?
Probably one of the kids' songs, right?
Well. I mean, yeah, I have a lot of kids like stuff on my YouTube.
Embarrassing song you listen to?
Yeah, no. What's the? Well, I mean, yeah.
I don't have any like NSYNC or Backstreet Boys or anything on my phone on YouTube. I can pull it up. I have like a list of YouTube songs, like a list.
Yeah, let me pull out my Walkman.
It's got. I carry my Zoom around.
It's got 10-second no skip.
I have a playlist.
Yeah, well, now recording.
How are you doing? Herbie, this is Christy. How
y'all doing? Good. Good. One of our biggest fans is here to see us. I'm just joking. What'd you say?
I said hello. How's everybody doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Good man. Just trying to figure out what her most embarrassing song that she listens to.
I think I found it.
What is it?
Live Dolphins Cry.
Oh. What?
Live Dolphins?
Live. It's by the band Live.
Okay.
And so it's called Live. When Dolphins Cry.
Okay.
It's a 90s song.
I thought it was literally a song about of dolphins crying live.
Like. No.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, one more question. Because actually, no, I'm telling you right now, I will buy a brand new box of jelly beans. It's only... It's penance for you. Okay, cool. It's penance for you making us eat those. I want you to get
that. That was probably one of the best episodes, though.
It really man, that was.
Like, so you're
that
welcome.
Was a rough episode.
I spit everywhere on the floor. I was almost threw up. Like, it was so bad.
It was gross.
Actually, this is a good question. What was your first email address?
Oh, what he said. CornGirl03 at hotmail.com.
Nice.
And Korn was not spelled all the way. It was KRNGRL.
Oh, because somebody had...
No, just I was trying to be cool.
Take out the vowels and make it cooler.
Like, I mean, no, I did X99 Gorillas 99X at AOL, but I did like capital X, 99, capital G, lowercase O, capital R.
The SpongeBob spelling now?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Jesus Christ. All right, man. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you as a friend, and we appreciate you for being a friend and for supporting us and everything that we've done. So thank you, Christine, for coming on, and we can't wait to have you on a proper episode where we're making yourself.
Yeah, you got to come check out the new studio and everything. It's so nice.
Y'all too can like have a couple drinks and lounge around.
Yeah, get some sitters on a Tuesday and come on with it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Christy, one of our number one fans here at the podcast.
And favorite people. Yeah.
I should have brought y'all cupcakes.
Oh, man. Son.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had a cupcake.